Thunder Bay, what a difference a day makes. On Sunday, Venezuela was forced to forfeit their opening game at the 2024 World Baseball Softball Confederation Women's Baseball World Cup against the United States due to a lack of players as a result of travel issues. Fast forward 24 hours and not only did the team have enough players to take to the field, but they also entered the win column with a 3-0 triumph over Chinese Taipei at Port Arthur Stadium. "We're all really happy," Venezuela pitcher Angelitza Ledesma said through an interpreter. "With everything that happened, with the team's travel, there wasn't much we could do about it. We're just happy that we can play again and now we're going to do everything we can to try and win." Venezuela has been to the tournament on 6 occasions but has yet to reach the final. Their best result came 8 years ago in Gijong, South Korea, where they nabbed a bronze medal in a 4-3 triumph over Chinese Taipei. "Our team has a lot of heart," Ledesma said. "We've played in a lot of countries around the world and it's been a wonderful experience wherever we go." Prior to arriving in Thunder Bay, manager Carlos Torres told the WBSC that pitching was going to be the team's strength. While Ledesma and Frandelis Garcia combined to strike out 6 batters on Monday, it was Venezuela's ability to generate offense in the 5th inning that made the difference. Migraile Angulo laid down a successful bunt, Ruclareth Tovar hit an RBI single, and Marina Natera rounded out the 3-run frame with a sacrifice fly. Venezuela returns to action at 3 p.m. Tuesday against 6-time defending world champion Japan, who take on the host Canadians on Monday at 7 p.m. A full schedule can be found on the event's website. Tickets for the tournament can be purchased at Port Arthur Stadium or online.